Racial equity and racial equality are not the same thing. Equality means everyone is treated the same or given the same resources. It assumes that everyone starts at the same point. Equity means making sure everyone can arrive at the same point, no matter where they start. Josie Ross is a member of the Blackfeet Nation in Washington. He speaks on social justice and race issues and presented at the summit. He says, to achieve racial equity, communities first need to acknowledge that underlying systems deny people of color equal starting points.
We think now that we have this quote-unquote colorblind society, which doesn't exist, but even if that did exist, so what? The foundation wasn't colorblind. The foundation wasn't equal, and that creates a structure then is on an unequal playing field, it's on an asymmetrical playing field from the very start.
He gives the example of land ownership. Black people in the United States couldn't own land until the late 1800s. As a result, whites currently own about 850 million acres of agricultural land, blacks just 7 million. Ross says to change that basic inequality, people with privilege need to be okay with losing some of their privilege, but that's not an easy thing to talk about.
The point is that this equity is a serious conversation, and there might be uncomfortable conversations and some level of displacement, and we have to be okay with that.
So how do we get beyond that discomfort? Summit speaker Jay Smooth, who speaks and writes about race and culture, says we need to change how we frame the conversation.
We tend to frame each conversation as a referendum on whether I am a good or bad person. And if I'm a good person, then I don't need to consider whether I'm prejudiced or have any blind spots towards people or whether I'm part of a system that's perpetuating injustice, even if I'm not consciously contributing to that.
Smooth says people need to think beyond good versus bad and be actively looking for our own unconscious biases. But for some Alaskans, like Extension Officer Carrie Van Delden from Nome, that means first identifying why the conversation is so hard to have. She's white and helps host conversations about race in her community with Barunga Pangawi, the director of Kowarik's wellness program.
For a long time, I was really uncomfortable talking about anything around racial issues, so I had to start trying to figure out why is this an uncomfortable conversation for me. And there was a lot of things like I would find myself feeling like I need to defend something or feeling like somebody would misunderstand me. So I had to start understanding why I was backing away from the conversations or avoiding them before I could even start having the conversations.
Pangawi says one of the first steps for talking about race is acknowledging the history of external and internalized oppression.
True history about Alaska Native people is not taught, and when that history is kept from you and you don't know how your families and your community has gotten have gotten into the situation that they're in with all these symptoms of historic trauma manifesting like alcoholism, like abuse, like violence, all of these things, the high suicide rate, when you don't realize that there is a reason for these things, you become internally oppressed and you just feel inferior.
Pangawi tries to incorporate conversations about race into all aspects of life in Nome, because if people can talk about it, they can make systems more equitable for everyone. The First Alaskans Institute hosted the two-day conference in Anchorage as part of their ongoing work on racial equity. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.